Hey, everybody. This is Dustin. This is oh, I missed Jamiroquai. Give me more hands. Oh. Anyway.
We're going to jail.
Welcome. Copyright us, Jamiricus.
We're going to jail.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast. This is Dustin. Welcome, Basin Beards. How have you been? We've missed you. It's been a long time. We're going to go around the table, say hello to everyone else. I'm going to say hello to everyone separately, so if you could just mute this real quick.
Who am I saying hello to?
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl. My left nomas.
Hi, Nick.
Hello to everyone else.
Fuck.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, hi there.
That's not a swell, man. You guys ever try to breathe your own spit?
No, because I don't want to drown.
Well, that was the only topic we had for the podcast today.
You ever tried to breathe?
Hey, breathing's really hard. In my line of work,
I just do.
Just breathe soft.
With like Downy, the quicker picker upper.
People, Missy, how many have I?
Stop singing Jamiroquis.
I'm sorry.
And start singing Fiddler on the Roof.
Federalist on the Roof.
Federale on the roof. Oh no. Hey, whatever happened to Elian Gonzalez?
Pablo.
I'm pretty sure he went back to Cuba. If I had to take a guess,
what do you think that kid thought when they had the fucking whatever gun it was? Those busted down
guns,
the
door,
and Elion clutched by his aunt or whatever, just like, what was the reason he got deported?
Wasn't he not supposed to be there?
Yeah, but taxes. Why was that all? What was it such a big thing?
Because he was six. And it was like the first time that had been
a thing that
we like burst through somebody's house and we're like, your son's going across the country.
We talk about Balloon Boy again.
We talk about Balloon Boy at work and people were like, is that the boy that was in a balloon? And I'm like, well, hold on.
Is it Balloon Boys?
No.
Because with those kids that were in the balloons.
Balloon Boys.
That was a hoax. They weren't in the balloon.
It was the one kid in the weather balloon.
Oh, there was two boys.
Oh, there was just one.
He had a younger brother.
It was easier to hide the one kid in grandma's attic or whatever.
Grandma's ass.
Huh?
Her
ass is a casket.
Her ass is grass in this casket.
Jokes. Hey, sorry about that. It's been a little while since we recorded.
Everybody's real curious about Elian Gonzalez.
Yeah, it just thoughts pop into my mind, and I want to share them with the rest of the people. Some of you are probably too young to have even experienced
Elian. Some of you are probably
Elian.
Too.
Carl?
No, we know him. He's the guy that runs Tesla.
Summer, you were two worlds, too.
Elon Muskus.
Elon Musk is the best space dad.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Drives their car.
We got a lot of movies.
We watched a lot
of movies.
We watched movies
and didn't play games.
No.
So it was all games for the first time. Now it's all movies.
Played games for the first time last week.
We played Gloomhaven.
We did. But that's nothing to talk about.
We're not going to talk about it. We're going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about a lot of fucking movies. We're going to start with the ones we saw a while ago, and work our way down the line to the ones we're more familiar with because the energy's lost. I'm sorry.
Wow. You know what that means?
Wow.
Effects.
We're going to...
Yeah! On that transition, leads us right into the dead don't die.
We revved the engines on that one. Hey, we're going to talk about The Dead Don't Die. This was Nick's movie.
Yuck.
Oh, no.
And I hate that you hate that we say that this is your movie.
Right. I've had so many things put on me, like that Shadowrun panel.
I mean, that was yours.
That was mine.
Obviously. It's okay. We're all friends. We're all here to enjoy
to
each
embrace
other's,
you.
Like, what they like. Because when we get farther down the list of Midsummer, that was my movie. So
they spell it wrong. The Dead Don't Die is... It's got what? It's got Darth Vader's son in it.
It's got Kylo Ren.
That's his name.
Yep. He's playing Kylo Ren in it.
And then the Ghostbuster?
David Duchovny.
Tom Hanks is back again.
No, he's the sex buster.
Bill Watson.
Is it
Bill
Hank?
Watterson. Hank Hill.
No.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
It had that one chick, Rosario Dawson. Nope, that's not
it. Iggy Pop.
The alien lady, Iggy Pop, was in it. That's a good.
Thank you.
What is her name?
She
blonde lady that is very
lady
super
Avengers.
Androgynous all the time.
Ariel Grande's.
Ariana. No, she's not in this.
She was the original Sorcerer.
What's that lady? Selena Gomez.
She was in it.
She's in it, but not the one you're thinking of.
No, I'm thinking of this one. Selena Gomez. Yeah.
She's not the blonde alien woman?
Yeah, that's not. That's
spoilers.
Fuck! fuck? What is her name? Everybody help out.
Come on.
Steph. Come on, fuck.
Steven.
She played Gabriel in Constantine.
Anyways, this movie isn't good.
This movie is an art movie.
Why?
Is it an art movie?
They played that country.
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton, yeah.
Tilda Swinton.
Super androgynous.
Oh, Steve Buscemi is in it, too.
Yeah, he plays the racist farmer.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's
Make
a
America
high
White
point.
Again.
That's
yeah,
a high
his,
point to that movie.
His hat is real funny. Make America White Again as he's talking to Danny Glover right next to him.
And he's like, I don't want this cop to be black.
RZA is in it, too, from the fucking Wu-Tang Clan and Wu P.S. Because that is a good part of that stupid movie. It's real dumb.
Ooh, that's a good part because I said they spelled wrong as whoops.
I think it's meant to go both ways.
Okay, good. Yeah, so, Nick, you, I think we were all
Nick, defend this
it.
Movie.
I can't defend that movie because it's not good.
I spent a lot of money on that movie. That was a $20 excursion. Because the movie plus I got a drinky
movie plus
and
drain
oh,
okay. some plus gas plus bookstore
yeah.
plus parking.
We didn't buy
Did I buy
any
anything
bookstore?
At the bookstore?
No,
no we didn't. No, we didn't. No, no, no.
Two
no.
coins for Kyron.
No, that movie is very heavy-handed about like social commentary and holy shit. It's there are some funny parts in that movie when the zombies first appear.
Yuck!
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah, they walk in.
Chardonnay.
But when the cops show up, it's good.
It's an animal. Or a group of animals.
Yeah, it's like, are these wild animals? And then dude says, yup. And it's fucking funny. There's definitely, Nick, you're right. There are definitely moments in that movie that are funny. I think the idea of the zombies that are made by, like, coal mining and whatnot, or, like, digging into the earth, because when they kill the zombies and they burst into, like, ash, escapes their bodies. And I think that's supposed to be kind of like the...
It was fracking in Alaska.
Fracking
in Antarctica or
yeah,
something
they,
that
they
causes
sent,
it
they,
to
the entire Earth is off access back. And like the sun, it's daytime all the time to explain why there's no night shots.
Tom Waits, I think, whatever, is the homeless guy that's in the wilderness. What does he yell to Bill Murray? He's like, fuck you, or whatever.
he yells at the cop when the cop's like, stop stealing chickens and don't.
He's like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I think we lost him. Fuck off. Yeah, he's funny. He's a big homeless man who's talking about ants and finding fucking Moby Dick in the woods. All
and
this
then
other
has
stuff.
A like what feels like 5-minute narration about how capitalism is the real zombie.
At the end,
hey, cool. It's you've seen Night of the Living Dead or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
one of them all is Day of the Living Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
I thought the zombies looked good. I'll give it that. I thought the acting by some of the people was pretty good. I don't think it's a movie that meant to make money because I felt like with all those different style of actors and stuff around, like actors that usually don't work with one another, Chloe Savini, like she does a lot of the indie films and whatnot, and I'll always remember Blue Bunny because she sucks a dick in it. Anyway, it's not Blue Bunny, it's Brown Bunny. The ice cream is Blue Bonnet. No, is that butter? Anyway, Chloe Savini, she is so fucking annoying in that movie. And Kylo Ren just wants to get a dick in.
No.
Right? Yeah, no, he wants to get with her. The other female police officer.
Isn't it the other way around?
No, I think
Kylo...
Yeah,
I thought it was the other way
around. It's pretty much the other way around. He's ignoring her, and she very much wants it.
Oh, that's right. Kylo Ren wanted to fuck Selena Gomez.
Yeah, he's partial to Mexicans. He's been to Mexico twice.
Yeah, so there's some funny lines. Honestly, though, it was a theater of maybe it was the four of us and then a couple over here and then a family that was in front of us. Yeah, it was a family of four.
Yeah,
like a son and a daughter and then dad and mom. From what I can remember, they were off to the right there. Oh, okay. Oh, I started hitting the microphone. So professional.
I hit you in the ear.
But it was. We were laughing throughout the whole thing. They were not laughing.
Nobody else was laughing. Hey, it's every time Dustin and I go see a movie.
Yeah, laugh.
We laugh and no one does.
God damn it. So, yeah, not a great movie.
If you like the song The Dead Don't Die by Charlie Gerbil or whatever his name was.
They play that 37 times.
Go, just
and then at one
look
point,
it up on Spotify. You'll get some
Kylo Ren makes a comment about it, and Bill Murray makes a comment about it. And Kylo Ren is just like, yeah, of course, that's our theme song.
That's literally three. It's like the first scene that they're in.
Oh,
The song comes on the radio.
I read the script.
It literally just. So the song just played through the opening title credits. Song comes on in universe in the cop car, and then
as they're driving, back,
as they're driving,
after they, meet the
after they talk to the homeless guy, and then Bill Murray goes, "Oh, is that Steve Kurgle's The Dead Don't Die?"
Steve Kurgle's.
And then Kylo Ren goes, "Yeah, it's the theme song."
Because
spoilers, Kylo Ren's character breaks the wall of the fourth one a lot.
They all do though. Like at the end, Bill Murray's like, "I only read up to this part of the script." I don't get it. I've seen
some takes on that about how it's supposed to be a commentary on privilege and like.
Oh my fucking god!
Because it's like Kylo Ren was privileged enough to get to see the entirety of the thing, but still didn't have power to change anything and all this other stuff. But this movie is a mess. Like even its fucking like even its political messaging either comes across as incredibly heavy-handed, like the 15-minute monologue about how capitalism is the true zombie, or it's the like. That privilege, like the scene with the script where it's like, I mean, I guess this could go either way. Who fucking knows? Even if it's not saying anything interesting about any of the things. Because, like, despite knowing that the movie's going to end poorly, he doesn't do anything with that knowledge or power, right? Like, so even if it is a commentary on, like, oh, yeah, well, he was privileged to see the whole thing, so he knows what's going to happen. It's like,
Carl!
Nothing happens. I just I don't understand the point of this film. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. I had to cut it. I can hear everything you're doing with your microphone. You're fucking good.
Carl's got to do something, man.
It's a little quieter than, hey, I can hear your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we do yell a lot. Hey.
Speaking of yelling, what was the next movie we saw?
Oh, God.
Dead Don't Die was bad.
Well, Nick,
three
this
and a half
is all
stars.
You. Three and a half stars, Stardust Crusaders out of 10. Nick, this is all you, buddy. Fate of the Furious.
Oh,
it's Action of Furious, baby. Okay. Can you guys remind us? Go ahead and leave a message. Do we talk about the seventh movie? The Fast and Furious movie?
Nick, quick recap on the seventh. That's the one with the tank. Nope, seventh's the one with the tank. They actually fucked up that real highway.
No, they had a tank in eight, right? That was the one with the ice.
That's a
they had a submarine.
Oh,
I'm talking about the real tank that drove on the highway.
Uh-huh. And then they harpooned it.
They actually broke that highway. They fucked it up. They drove a real tank on a real highway and then had to pay to fix the highway.
Yeah, because the treads
fucking destroyed the thing.
Seven is the one where Lefty is. No, that's not. No,
that's six.
Oh my god.
Seven is the one where we learn about
Jason
God's
Statham.
Eye.
Jason Statham is the bad guy.
We learn about God's Eye.
Oh
no,
my
wait,
God. Fuck. Carl, do you remember you watched
oh
all
God,
of them with us?
So they all got in cars and they drove them really quick. That was great.
Hold on, Carl. Are you saying these boys are fast and curious?
They got in the cars and they drove them real fast. It was great. They made nine of them and they're going for number 12.
Motherfucker, they made eight of them.
They're making nine right now.
Yeah, John Cena's in it.
Oh my God. Look. This last one.
I've forgotten all of
Charlize Theron's in it.
Zombie cars.
I remember the Ron. It's Charlize the Ron.
Oh, the Ron.
The Ron, yeah. It's her stage name.
The one thing Dom's family couldn't stop.
Fate of the Furious now makes more sense to me now that I've seen all the other fucking ones.
I was gonna say, this is the second time you've seen this movie, right?
This is the second time that I've seen this movie. I didn't know who the mother of his fucking child was. Like, that was not... Nope, I didn't give a shit about that, seeing it the first time. The second time, I was like, oh, that's a connection. And then, because Dom has a child with the fucking cop from the previous...
From Brazil? Furious,
from when Lefty is dead, presumed dead. So then Charlize Theron character, like, locks those kids up. What is it? Brazilian chick?
She's Brazilian.
Mm-hmm. Brazilian cop.
Brazilian cop and their son. Son?
Son. Named after her dead husband.
Right.
I was so confused about that because she was already pregnant and had the baby, right? And and Dom knew that she had that she was captured but didn't know the baby was there?
I think Dom learned that.
At that moment? Because it's real dumb. Like, there's... Mm-hmm.
Fucking great. That movie is great. What the
Straight from the Bible. Leviticus 2:15.
cut your hand off.
That fucking, that is what the scene with The Rock and Jason Statham across from each other, doesn't it? Where the fucking,
where they're in jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. They're like, I'd beat your ass if these walls weren't here, and then the doors open.
Fucking great, because The Rock literally gets a stone fucking bench, rips it off the ground, and is using it to do bicep curls. It's that, fucking dumb.
I fucking hate that, because all The Rock, I do not like The Rock. I'm going to come out and say, I don't like him as an actor. He can fuck off.
I love him.
Because he does the same shit. He's just big and he's strong. And he is not funny. And then when they give him comedic moments, they suck. And they're not good.
Jumanji's pretty good.
What?
Jumanji 2?
That's Jack Black.
No, it's not funny. It is, though. Jack Black is fucking funny in that movie.
Jumanji.
Jack Black is great. Kevin Hart fucking sucks in that movie. You want to why? Because Kevin Hart sucks.
Sorry. I enjoyed that.
I don't like anybody.
Wait, which one of those is The Rock?
Yeah,
he's the bald guy. And anyway, he's all he does in that movie is throw people around.
He is a Samoan Superman.
Samoan I can't wait to see Black Superman.
Hobbs and Shaw. Mercy and that at Gen Con.
I will say though that this movie was really fun to watch. The action in it was super cool. Lefty kicking the shit out of some Russian guys in a base or whatever.
In the ship.
And that gorgeous girl from Game of Thrones, the black girl that plays the other hacker that's all up in Tej's.
God's Eye.
Yeah, God's Eye creator. That
Xerxes.
That, there's another big thing here, right? Tej is the smartest man in the world, I guess, right?
Yeah. Tej went from I'm going to steal cars to I'm the fucking hacker man.
Yeah, Ludacris evolved while...
You get the first form, which is I'm carjacking. Second form, which is I'm hacking.
Yeah. I'm a hack. Well, Tyrese devolved.
Devolved, yeah.
He has become less and less intelligent. He's becoming like, he's stepping down on the species scale because I don't know how they keep him on the fucking team. He's not, he's.
Because he's family.
You need a
family. You're family.
Family doesn't leave family behind.
They have that fucking awful, like, balcony scene at the end where they're all
at
having
the end
oh,
where they're just
God.
Like, ah, this lady died. We're taking her kid. It's gonna be yours, Lefty.
Because The Rock and Jason Statham have like this smile laugh like at the end. Ooh. Oh, we bring Jason Statham's brother back in this one too, and Jason Statham's mom.
That whole scene in the fucking plane.
God, he's taking
played
her
by
Jason,
Helen
buddy.
Mirren.
Helen Mirren, yep.
Who
she's back for nine, by the way.
Is she?
Fuck
that's
yeah.
fucking great.
Yeah, she's apparently.
I love around. These movies. These movies are dumb. They brought me more hope and happiness.
More
world.
Hope and life. These are the movies that pulled you out of the,
right.
the abyss.
They're dumb. They're
Star
they're...
Wars Episode 9. More hope.
If it was just like Star Wars Fast and Furious, fuck yeah, I'd be down for that. Crossover event of the century.
Isn't that the Solo where they do the parsec in 5 yards or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, but is it Vin Diesel playing
the Kessel Run in 5 parsecs?
He plays the spaceship.
Oh my God, Vin Diesel as Riddick, and he comes and he appears in the fucking Star Wars.
I'd be happy with a new Riddick movie, but I feel like he's a little too old.
I want a Vin Diesel crossover movie where we get all of Vin Diesel's film characters
Pacifier
together in one.
And they play D&D.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Groot's character is pretty one note. He's just damn druid.
He's damn druid. That's his name. Hey, you know what? That was a fun movie. And we are all pretty excited. I know Carl's super excited about it.
Vin Diesel's my favorite bald person. I can name three of them.
Mr. Clean?
What are the other bald people?
Mr. Clean. He's probably like number three.
You gave him that.
And then...
How many bald people can you name?
The guy, the briefcase guy. Deal or no deal.
Howie Mandel.
He's my number two.
You didn't name him, though.
I just did.
I named
he
him.
Did deal or no deal and gave you the snap.
Right.
Deal.
No. Thanos.
Thanos. I would have said Paul on that list, but it's fine.
Oh, aww. Jesus. Thank God he doesn't listen to this.
Who?
Huh?
Same guy. So,
yeah. Hey, you know what?
Naruto.
We're excited to see Cobbs and Shoggs.
Hobbs and Shaw with the black Superman.
Idris Elba, who plays a bad guy and everything, or a good guy and everything. He's in Cats?
Yeah, the new Cats.
I cannot believe they're making a Cats movie.
It's got Taylor
Swift. I can.
It's
got Dame
Judi Dench.
What the
fuck?
The
Dame?
Judi Dench?
Yeah, it's when you get knighted as a chick.
Is she playing Schizophrenics or whatever?
She's playing Meow Mix.
Heathcliff.
Do you think the Idris Elba is going to play Panthro?
Panthro?
Thundercats.
Panthro.
Panthro's the fucking dude with the nunchucks.
You're thinking of Panthroat, my favorite musical instrument.
You're thinking Pantero.
No, it's Japanese Hamtaro. Alright, so yeah, sorry. We're off a little tangent here. Fast and Furious 8, if you haven't seen it, you should watch all of the
hold on. Nick.
Through seven.
Nick, having seen all eight movies.
Ooh, scale them now.
I need you to rank them in order from worst movie to best movie.
Probably Tokyo Drift is probably like.
Are you one of those? Come on. Are you one of the Tokyo Drift is the worst one?
What?
It's not the worst one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying worst to best.
I don't know. It's real bad because.
Hold on, Nick. You think about it. Carl. Worst to best.
The best is right there.
He pointed at Nick.
Oh fuck.
You know the worst part is when people are just like, "You're the best" when I'm at work, and I fucking hate that.
But they don't know.
Because they don't know that bullshit, and they're just like, "You're the best," and I'm like, "No, I'm not."
You know how much it would kill to have a nickname like that?
How much?
How much? We can arrange it.
Wait.
Come on,
take it. No, you can't.
Are you gonna be the worst?
I'm gonna call you Dustin.
I would love
jail.
To be the worst. Call me the fucking worst. Instead of.
We'll see after Gen Con.
Okay, no, okay.
Nick, from worst to least, it's gotta be the best.
Fucking.
Also, there's gonna be a pizza break because you guys know who get pizza breaks.
Fucking Panthro is his fucking.
His name's Panthro.
Come look at the Panthro.
I have to look it up.
Look,
he's Smurfs in it.
On the move. Thundercats are loose.
Rank these movies, or I'm gonna rank them for you.
Dude, I can't remember like.
Carl, rank them.
He-Man
four
was
through
the best.
Six.
Wait, what am I ranking?
Best of Furious movies, 1 through 8.
Okay.
Worst to best.
The best one.
Which ones have you actually seen?
I saw the one where Paul Walker got real Southern, and he had a hick accent.
That's a good one.
That was a weird one. That was weird.
That's Wild Wild West. That's Will Smith.
And I saw the first one, and
look
then
at these spotters.
And I ate chili through the rest of those. So,
you know what though? Through watching these movies, Carl, we have a new saying. Like, oh, I'm gonna go heat up chili. That is Carl's new thing. When anybody disappears, like, I just gotta go heat up some chili. Which means
he's
got
to go to the bathroom, or he's got to heat up chili.
He's got to get the fuck out that room.
Here you 100% go. Ready?
Means I'm going back to my room.
Ready? Tokyo Drift is the best.
Two. So in order of worst to best. Two. Four. One.
Four's the angry Batman.
Yeah, but it's not, and that's not my favorite.
Oh, we're doing worst
best. I'm doing worst to best.
Okay. Whew,
so,
I got scared.
So two, four, one. Let's do eight. 7, 6, 5, 3.
Tokyo Drift is
Tokyo
your favorite.
Tokyo Drift's my favorite.
Which one's 5, though?
5 is the one with the bank vault.
Yeah, bank vault's pretty cool.
Bank vault's really good.
See, they all blur together in such a, like, overarching, like...
They're the same fucking movies over and over again.
Okay, no,
Tokyo
they're
Drift
not
is different
the same movie.
Because that boy's drifting up the mountain.
That's true.
Can he drive?
When I went to go see Fast and Furious 8, Mike... literally answered, I asked him random fucking numbers in the Fast and Furious thing, and he was just like, this is what happens in this goddamn movie. And he literally kept everything compartmentalized. You fucking did it. You absolutely did it.
Yeah.
I cannot do that because to me, they're all just one overarching fucking story to get from 1 to 8. So to be like what specifically happened in 4?
Okay, fine. Then what's of all the movies of all the Fast and Furious movies, what
is the most memorable?
Which is your favorite? Yeah, your favorite scene, your favorite big thing of like, or it doesn't have to be a big thing, just the thing that stuck with you the most. Be it in 8 when we're racing the Cuban bikers and they cheat, or be it in 3 when we're going up the elevator and we see Hulk Hogan's car. Be it in 2 when we've got ejectocito cuz.
Okay, one of the things that sticks out to me the most is I think it's the fucking 4th one, maybe? No.
4 is the one I laughed at the most because it was fucking
sick. Vin Diesel gets shot and just shrugs it off?
Yeah, so he gets shot. He lifts up a whole fucking engine with one arm.
Right, that's the fucking one. That sticks
out
to me most.
He hangs a dude
out
of the window by his ankles.
Yeah. Because that is the one that sticks out as like, okay, this is where we're getting into bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, their superheroes thing. That's what sticks out, because he's literally beating up somebody and he stops a fucking engine from falling on him.
And then Paul Walker has got the strength of a god too at the end, where he grabs one dude by the ankle to stop him so that Vin Diesel can fucking ram him into the other car. Like that movie, the movies just take they jump right off the edge.
From racing bullshit
and to racist bullshit.
to I'm superhero, fuck you, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought I was going to hate him, and I kind of do. I don't really love those movies.
I fucking love them.
But they're so absurd that...
I am so fucking glad that Mike bought me all those
movies. You know what, though? Because we know that they're comedy, right? Like, we get that these comedies.
They're action adventures, motherfucker.
But do you feel like normies really like the movies? Like, they like them and they think they're good movies? Because I don't think these are good movies.
I think there are definitely people who are like, these are good action films.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that I would say a not insignificant number of people are also like in on it. Like, yeah, it's the cool explosions and they ramp a bunch of fucking cars over a submarine.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I kind of feel like when I talk about it, people are like, man, I just love those movies. And people work like, yeah, the stories are so good. I'm like,
those movies are good for turning off your brain and being like, okay, we're watching it's spectacle. Fucking explosions. Yeah.
I feel like people go, yo, those movies kick ass. Be like one of those kind of reviews.
Right. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. They're all fun. They're definitely, I don't think I could go see those movies by myself and enjoy them as much. Actually, with most movies,
if you were alone, you could like make car noises the entire time. You really get into character.
Yeah, I'm going to be just, dyslexic? I want to be Vin Diesel. What? I want to be dyslexic. So yeah, hey, Fast 8, we're great. We're great. I hope you're doing okay. The movie's pretty good. We're going to jump now into something we all saw recently. Spider-Man Far From Home.
I
put Midsommar below that, because Midsommar is going to be the one where Nick can tear it apart.
Immediately
no,
Nick
we're
over.
Going to do something that all of us liked, except for Mike. Okay, so Spider-Man. Carl, I need everything you want to tell me about that movie. Did you like it?
Okay, so Spider-Man, you got...
He's Far From Home.
Not Tobey Maguire. They canned his ass. He sucks.
Tom Holland.
They got this other guy. Who was the one in between?
Garfield
couldn't cut. He couldn't make the cut, so now Holland's here.
Bad movie.
He's good. They're doing stuff. Mysterio, he's in it. He's like a new dude. He's
Jake cool. Gyllenhaal.
He's cool. 7 out of 10. That's all I got.
Did you see Homecoming?
Nope.
Okay. Fuck. Are Nick and I the only ones who saw Homecoming?
Yeah. I saw the better Spider-Man that year.
Yeah, you saw Spider-Verse. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong.
That wasn't last year, though. Homecoming was like 2 years ago.
It's all the same.
All right. You saw the better Spider-Man?
Look. I still want to see Homecoming. I do.
It's good.
Even having seen Far From Home.
It's fucking great.
But Spider-Verse, I think, is really, really good. It's a high bar at this point, and I regret seeing it first because I...
But you attribute it to like the same style, because they're different. One's an animated movie.
Yeah, they're totally different.
One is not connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, though, right?
Right, and
Far From Home has nothing to do with it.
And honestly, like, I kind of like it for not having that baggage, which is a weird thing.
I wouldn't say it's baggage.
No, but we talked about this before at work, where I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of the fact that they have attached Peter Parker to Tony Stark as heavily as they did, which they had to quickly get Spider-Man like in line with the MCU.
It's more of just he needed a dad figure, though, right? Like,
Totally. Like, in this, not having seen Homecoming, I'm sure he actually has like an Uncle Ben or whatever fuck, but... No? Okay.
In Homecoming, he does not have an Uncle Ben.
Okay, so then, yeah, so then...
What? There's no Uncle Ben story?
So they do. There is. Tony Stark. Tony Stark is 1,000% the Uncle Ben in this movie.
Oh, God, and he died.
Yeah, he dies. He gives him Edith and is like, with great, you know, this is great power, be responsible with it or whatever. Like, it's...
Wow, yeah, I'm dumb.
It's straight up Tony Stark as Uncle Ben, and they really, like...
I don't think that was... Do you think that was intentional, though?
Oh, 100%.
You really?
1,000%.
Do you think they planned that far ahead that they were just like, no, he's going to die in Endgame? Spoilers.
I'm sure that by that point, I'm sure by that point somebody was like, they were planning on killing Tony for sure, because he had been trying to get out of the contract for a while. But Tony Stark definitely, there's definitely Uncle Ben, and then in this movie he's just doing the great power, great responsibility thing, and that's fine. That's good. That's great. There are things I really like about this movie. I love the way Mysterio is handled in terms of we get full Fishbowl and we get, like, actually, here's how you do a Mysterio character, like, mm-hmm. for modern movie audiences. I think both of those portrayals are great. Jake Gyllenhaal is amazing in his role.
Spider-Man has definitely got the better MCU villains.
Yes.
I'm bummed that they're
top-tier villains. They are not, like, even the Avengers, like, the villain, Thanos is meh.
But yeah, but like I'm kind of bummed that they're mainly going after Spider-Man just because of the relation with Tony Stark and all that stuff. But whatever, we've talked about this before. I don't feel like the character needs that attachment, but clearly he obviously needed something to get into the MCU as quickly as he did.
He needs a father figure, and Tony Stark fulfills that. Also, in the comic books, Tony Stark and Spider-Man are tied together.
Yeah, no, I get that. Right. I just don't like that story. I mean, it's like how I think I'm having a lesser version of the reaction you did to Thor 2 or 3, where he shows up with Hulk on that scrap planet as a gladiator.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's it. So, like, you really wanted, like,
I wanted World War Hulk, which was never going to happen.
Right. And you didn't like the way the characters from that were treated and stuff, and it's much more subdued for me because I don't have as strong an attachment to the comics and stuff, and I prefer the stories where he can stand on his own.
I mean,
which is part of the reason why I liked Into the Spider-Verse so much.
You're at the point where he is standing alone, though.
Right. I wish it didn't take two movies to get there.
Right, but I mean, to me, you have to look at this character and say, what is different about this character? Oh, this character is in the MCU. He is tied to the MCU because Tony Stark is right there.
He's owned by Sony, technically.
No, well, technically, yeah. But, I mean, what is different about this Peter Parker compared to Andrew Garfield?
He can dance.
Tobey Maguire.
This actor can dance, so he knows how to look like Spider-Man when he's not wearing a CGI suit.
You ever seen him do that lip-sync battle thing? I think everybody's seen Tom Holland do the lip-sync battle to Rihanna's Umbrella or whatever. It's fucking good. That kid can dance.
But no, this movie was...
I'm excited to see the next thing they do. Because like you said, this is them kind of establishing him on his own.
This is, from what I understand, this is like Far From Home is the end of the...
Phase 4.
Phase 4.
Yeah. This was the official ending of this whole collection.
And they're going to, from like Phase 5 on, Spider-Man
not make any Spider-Man movies.
Shut up! Spider-Man is going to be one of those pivotal
Sentinels.
Have they discussed any more movies that are going to be coming out? Like, I know they're going to be doing a Black Widow movie.
There's going to be another Thor 4.
Yeah, Taki Waititi or whatever just signed on for that.
Right, everybody's
another Guardians.
Crazy about that.
Oh, another Guardians, yeah, because James Gunn is back.
Mm-hmm. But another Doctor Strange and I think another Black Panther are basically confirmed, if not confirmed, because I think they've got directors and/or writers.
I haven't seen anything on that.
But
I just know the Taki Waititi or whatever is back, and they put Akira on hold because he was supposed to direct that.
Oh yeah,
right. I'm like, that's fine. Maybe get a different director for Akira. That'd be nice.
Get who's the director for who directed Alita?
Robert Rodriguez.
Get him to do it.
I'd be cool with Robert Rodriguez doing that.
Yeah. Get him to do it and get James Cameron to bankroll it.
I rewatched Alita recently. That's a fun movie. That movie's good. I don't know what anybody said.
I keep thinking about that movie in a way that like I don't think about a lot of bad anime movies.
Yeah.
Which is a good sign, I guess. Yep. It stuck with me.
And I want to watch Ghost in the Shell again and just see is it as bad? Because
you're crazy.
I feel like when Ghost in the Shell came out, so did Blade Runner 2049.
And
Blade Runner 2049 is
phenomenal.
Is fucking great, and that movie is still stuck in my head. Like I still come back to that movie and watch it just out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great. It's a great movie.
It's so good.
Alita, and people fucking hate that movie too. Like,
which is
like
crazy.
I don't understand.
To me.
Alita is bad because the fucking end thing where they're going up the stupid thing and that fucking idiot who was a human and now he's a fucking robot.
It's
just like, I can do it.
It's so rushed.
I hate that movie.
That's the problem with adapting it. And I feel like we all feel that from other films that are based on books, which is almost all films nowadays, are based on some sort of book or
like Mortal Engines.
Yeah. Wait, was Mortal Engines a book?
Yep, oh, dude, Mortal Engines is a trilogy.
So that movie felt really rushed, right? But it also felt like it would never fucking end.
That movie's also bad.
Yeah, it's a bad
movie. It's a bad adaptation.
I know a movie that's not by book.
What?
The Hobbit.
Midsommar.
Damn, this transition.
This boy's.
Well, Carl, since you mentioned, yeah, Spider-Man, it was good. Check it out. My opinion on it, I think the Homecoming was better, but Jake Gyllenhaal saved that fucking movie for me. He was amazing as Mysterio. Really cool effects. I liked it. And the end was really cool, too. The
cameo at the end of the cameo and the setup is...
Not the... Did you cameo? Well, okay. Sorry. Cameo. J. Jonah Jameson cameo was good.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, and the same actor as the original Spider-Man movies was good.
Just ties it all together. Two Spider-Mans.
Yep. So, Tobey Maguire is going to come in. It's going to be Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse.
Yep. You can't say Spider-Verse.
It's over.
But the little spoiler thing, I guess we could just say what happens at the end, right? It's not a big spoiler.
That's kind of a big spoiler.
The end of the movie is not a big spoiler.
It's not.
If you don't want to listen to spoilers, you probably have already tuned out because we've kind of been spoiling everything.
All our cast.
Hey, guess
spoiler,
what? Everybody knows who Peter is, unless they don't believe the conspiracy theorist guy, which all the villains are going to believe it because they're villains, and that's what you do.
Yep.
At the end of Home.
But you know,
I don't want to spoil
Homecoming. You know what is a villain? Midsommar.
I remember that movie.
Ten minutes into that movie,
I walked out of it.
You know, they sell chili at the cinema.
Yeah, like, you know, it was cold chili, so he had to go out to check.
You stayed for like 50 fucking minutes.
You stayed for 50 minutes, and then you got up, and I was like, he's just going to the bathroom.
And I went, yeah, he is.
What other movie did Carl walk out of and then come back, like, really late? Remember?
It was something we were watching here. It wasn't in a theater.
No. There was one where he walked out and you were just gone forever.
I took a shit.
Shit that took forever. What fucking movie
was
that?
Mortal Engines.
No, it was the one with the... Wasn't it the one with the bear and the bear that screamed plant people?
Annihilation? Yes. Yeah, yeah. You walked out and you were gone for 40 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Better to shit in the hole than to shit in the room.
Annihilation was much better than Midsommar.
I'm going to let Garfield come through the doors, so I'll let you guys talk about Midsommar and walk out just like I did in the movie.
Have fun with your chili.
Oh, no more chili.
Carl, you made a good choice.
Listen here, all right?
Talk about the pubes.
Listen here, fuckers.
This was...
Midsommar's okay.
Midsommar's a fucking terrible
movie. This movie was a
Dustin.
This movie was
a
Dustin movie.
This is a Dustin choice.
This was a Dustin choice.
And I had to pay Nick to come see this movie.
And he had to bring his cousin.
For the most part, to bring his cousin.
Who was a child.
Nick refused to go see this movie.
16's a child.
Nick doesn't like horror films.
I do not like.
Doesn't like the Swedes.
And I said this movie. He's a hater of the Swedes.
I don't mind Swedes.
He hates all white
people. Tell me who's your name one Swedish person.
Toblerone.
Borka Borka.
The Swedish chef. He's a good one.
He's not a person. He's a Muppet.
And I named it for you.
Look, why do we both do that? It's not a puppet. I named him. Look,
I brought this puppet into the world, and I'll Muppet him back out. Now tell me about this movie with the drugs.
I'll unglove this puppet. Anyway.
Deglove.
This is the second film. By the amazing director Ari Aster.
Didn't see the first one.
Who did a fucking phenomenally good horror film called Hereditary that came out a year ago.
Didn't say it.
2 years now.
You should. It's spooky.
It's very good. It's fucking great. It is well filmed.
It's a horror movie.
It's just great. So, Midsommar.
It's bad.
I will tell you that it's not a horror movie.
No.
In the way that it is a...
Thriller?
Well, this is the first time that I've labeled a movie grief horror, and the reason is
traumatic.
I guess it's traumatic too. But you're dealing with it over the scope of the whole movie for the most part, up until the last probably 20 minutes of the movie. Does it really not have anything to do? No, probably last hour of the movie. It doesn't have anything to do
with what the initial
from
stuff?
Why she's there in the first place.
Oh no, dude! I think this entire movie is about that stuff.
Do you?
100%. Like the reason she smiles at the end is because she's finally found
a family. Yeah, no, I get that, but you don't see the imagery. So there's a very traumatic scene in the beginning of the movie where the main character is this 20-something college student. And she can't get a hold of her sister, who comes to think she has some sort of imbalance, either depression, anxiety, something of that nature.
Has seemingly threatened, like, has posted herself. Suicidal yeah. things before several times.
And so she's super worried, and her boyfriend is not, you know, receptive, and you'll find out.
Even talks about leaving her.
Yeah, he clearly doesn't want to be in the relationship. Yeah, he clearly doesn't want to be in the relationship with her anymore. Is very much just say like, well, it's easier to stay with you now than it is to break up. So yeah, hey, don't worry, I'm sure she's not gonna die. She never dies.
Yeah, and then she does.
And then she dies.
She takes her whole family with her, with the exception of that girl.
And she's like, hose time.
Yeah, and that's a very unique way of committing suicide and murdering. Two people, like, just people will, you know, sit in their garage with their cars on and then get carbon monoxide poisoning and die that way. But this lady does that to her whole family and then attaches the a hose to the muffler of her car to her fucking
and just
face,
tapes it to her mouth,
and then just
bad choice.
I remember audibly going, "Oh shit!" Like during the movie, I was like, "Oh okay." And then there's a long crying scene, just her wailing and stuff. And I think that was the first check mark.
Fucking scene is just long. There's no other way to describe it. You took a fucking hour and just condensed it into 30 seconds of fucking explaining it.
I don't think that was an hour. It was probably closer to
700 fucking hours because there's no music. It's all just a slow fucking pace.
He's always with three people.
Literally, within the first 20 minutes, I was like, I don't like this fucking movie. I want to fucking leave.
Speaking of which, just real quick, when the movie started, right after all the trailers ended, somebody got up in the theater to get popcorn. And Dustin leans over to me and goes, well, I guess Nick's out. And I could not stop laughing at the idea of Nick agreeing to go see this movie with us, getting through the trailers, and as soon as the trailer stopped and the movie started, standing up and sprinting down the stairs and leaving the theater.
I honestly...
It would have been 20 minutes.
Then. I looked over to Nick and, like, a couple times, like, you were kind of, like, joking about stuff. So in my head, I thought, oh, maybe he doesn't hate this.
No, okay.
And maybe he's having fun with it.
You
because...
missed the amount of times that I literally sat up and looked up in the fucking sky and was just like, this movie is fucking boring and it's killing me. Because I did that more often than not, where I would either eye roll because that shit was horrible, or just literally go, I would rather be anywhere but here in this goddamn movie.
Yeah.
Because, holy fuck.
That movie had my attention the whole time. Like, I was... But, again, I like films like that, that are based on making you feel anxious and making you feel uncomfortable. And that is what I think this director is really good at. And the cinematographer is also good at and making the scenes look so intrusive. And, and... I don't know. I enjoyed it. I'll definitely say if you were looking for Hereditary, you're not gonna get it.
No,
this is a different kind of movie.
I've been recommending this movie to everyone at work
because whether they like it
or not.
So I recommend this movie to a lot of people because it is a different kind of movie, and I think people should go see movies out of their comfort zone because I'll watch a rom-com. I fucking hate those. I hate. Like comedies for the most part because I had mentioned this before that I don't go watch comedies. I was talking to Mike and Nick because I surround myself with such funny people that I don't have to go see comedies. My life is full of laughter for the most part, that comedies are not as funny as the people that I'm around. So that's why I don't like watching comedies. So I don't like watching rom-coms either, but I will watch them just to see. Like, if it's an interesting story, I'll fucking check it out. I like movies. I'm a fucking cinephile.
Speaking of which, did you see that, I guess, Ari Aster said the next thing he wants to make is a comedy?
I didn't. I saw the Reddit post where he was commenting. Yeah. I just saw the first comment where it was like, I'm going to do a movie about the Cheesecake Factory. That was the first comment when you sent me that Reddit.
I didn't fucking read it. I was just like, you guys might like this.
He's like, what's your next movie? Oh, a movie with Cheesecake Factory. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, it's not for everybody. I liked the ritualistic part about it. I
fucking hated that movie. It did not make me uncomfortable. It just made me want to fucking kill myself and leave the goddamn theater.
What?
I think that's what it was going for.
Now, did anyone...
No, not in the, like, oh, I'm like, I've got stuff going on, like... I didn't feel like the cinematography did any of the stuff that you said.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it just bored the fuck out of me.
Did anybody walk out of our showing?
Nope.
No.
Because I know people online have been posting about how, like, whenever they go see the movie, they just count how many people get up and leave in the middle of it. Because it is a not insignificant number of people. Like,
it's...
There's only one movie I've ever walked out of, and that was Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the second, sequel to the Desperado movie. That movie was a biggest pile of horse shit I've ever seen in my life.
Do you know what movie I walked out of? Meet the fucking Spartans.
Meet the Spartans.
And this was on that same fucking
level. It was that bad?
Meet the Spartans, grade A Nick movie.
That was absolutely a... I picked it because it was my birthday, and I picked a couple, like... Mike went and someone else, one of our other friends, went. And I was just like, all right. I think Mike bought my ticket, and I literally paid him back because I was just like, I'm sorry I made you fucking see this movie. Like,
Meet the Spartans is
fucking terrible.
Yeah, oh, I can't believe anybody actually went to go see those spoof movies. I saw a scary movie.
And
that was the first start of the spoof movie.
A scary movie and Scary Movie 2 I saw. I saw Scary Movie in the theater. I saw Scary Movie on
VHS.
Fucking VHS, maybe? Yeah, it was DVD.
Betamax.
Yeah.
Laserdisc.
But I will
Stone
never...
And chisel.
Oh, you UMD. Know what? I watched the Vampire Suck movie, too. Just because I like vampire stuff.
Why would you do that?
Because I like Twilight, all right? Fuck you.
Wow.
I like those movies.
Wow. And you like Midsommar, so...
I did. I love Midsommar. Midsommar was great. Midsommar was just as good as I thought it was going to be.
There was no real
No, I won't
say
that.
There was gore... Of chick falling off the fucking cliff, fucking committing suicide. Okay, that we saw that one coming. All the shit in it, you see foreshadowing it.
Yeah, they literally tell you everything that's going to happen in this movie.
Movie's super formulaic. You're going to get... They told you exactly, like you were saying, all the people are going to die. And Mike even pointed out things that I didn't notice about Skinning the Fool.
Yeah, at one point, some kids are playing, and they ask their Swedish friend what game they're playing. And the guy that asks what the game they're playing... They tell them, oh, they're playing Skin the Fool, and then later that character gets skinned, and throughout the entire movie, he plays a fool, he's vaping, he pisses on a sacred tree,
you can't say when he got high was not funny. Like,
no, that's
that was
the thing.
So good.
The movie is genuinely funny in places, in a way that I think I'm actually kind of excited if Ari Aster does go on to make a comedy, like, I'd be interested to see it for sure.
Yeah.
But, like... He definitely, like, he acts like a fool throughout the film, and then, like, they try to tell you that. Like, they mention that one of the characters' parents die in a fire, and spoilers, fire is important later in the film.
Yeah.
Like, they literally, at one point, show you a tapestry of a woman cutting her pubes and putting her period blood in a potion so that make a love a potion so that she can have sex with somebody, and then, hey, guess what happens during the movie?
Guess what, this drink, there's one color, like, it's slightly more red than the other one, so guess what happened? Oh, and if you were looking at that tapestry, you know what the fuck happens. And he makes a comment about a hair in his food.
What hair in his pie?
I think I get her pupils.
Why did I come back? I should have stayed away.
And right at that...
You should have, Carl.
About 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes after that scene, Carl left.
I was like, I didn't see the pupae.
No, but you saw the
you saw the bear in the cage.
You saw the bear in the cage.
Do you know they sold those? They sold toys of the bear in the cage.
Oh, really?
They sold 77 of them on their website. They put out a fake commercial. For like a 90s style, like, it's a bear in a cage and it's your best friend.
I like it.
I got to the old people falling off the cliff, and then the Swedish dude tried to swoon in and take the girl.
They tell you about that too. They tell you they're going to go see an Acha Supa or something tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a Swedish word, and if you look it up, it just means ritualistic sacrifice.
Yeah. Like, it was, I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Oh, and the old lady is pushing the guy to have sex? That's a great fucking scene.
Carl missed
that
the best scene.
30 to 40 fucking minutes, and you're just sitting there being like, dear God, stop it.
There's
this
a 10-minute sex scene.
Rape scene.
Is it 10?
It's not a rape because she wants to fuck.
He doesn't. He's high.
Yeah, but, I mean, whatever.
1,000%. They rape him.
That guy's not. Okay, let's
calm
down.
He's
a dude. He's a dude, okay. All right, I'm not doing this.
Wow, it is a rape scene.
In 2019, it's a rape scene. In 2018,
I don't.
Hey, 2018, got some puss, dude. Still a rape scene.
God, that baby got actually, some sweetie
Dustin,
puss.
Hold on, Dustin, are you gonna argue that men can't be raped?
If they're doing the fucking,
can't
men can't be raped.
To be fair, I think That I don't know that it was rape because I think he had been eyeballing her the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she put pubes in his food and period blood in his
drink.
Yeah,
but so you're saying she cast a spell on him?
No, I'm saying that they put fucking hallucinogens in his drink.
Even before
that, though, he was eyeballing her. You already, throughout that entire movie, it's just like, yeah, I'm not interested in my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then this girl comes along and he's like, second guessing throughout the entire movie of like, well, should I?
Yeah, the boyfriend's supposed to be the bad guy, and this girl's giving her fucking sweet, you know, eyes, you know, like, hey, look at me,
pussy pass.
Yeah,
still rape.
Yeah, but not a rape.
No, still rape.
Not a rape. Just because he was under the influence, to me, is not. I bet you after that was done, he was like, did he regret it at the end? Did he get
what?
Did he get the powder? No. Yeah, because he walked out and he was like, oh fuck.
No, because like he
naked, then was just like,
oh, he ran.
He ran out of the thing. Like once he came down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he realized what was going on and fucking like freaked out and started sprinting out of there.
He probably freaked out because the old lady was trying to hold his hand and screaming in his fucking face.
She was screaming in her face. The other one was screaming in his ass. It was a beautiful song.
The other lady was screaming in his ass.
You know, he had to cover his dick because it was going to be NC-17.
Yeah, but you did get floppy dick.
You get a little bit of dick. Yep. But then they had to cover it up. Otherwise, you go to jail. Apparently, that's fine. That's R.
Yeah, I didn't see a dick in a single one of those ladies.
Did you look twice?
I had one eye closed. There's a lot of bush in that movie.
I mean, this takes place in the wilderness.
Look, that scene, the whole theater was laughing.
Yeah, because it was a bunch of awkward laughing at that point.
And I'd already known that there was going to be a really, really awkward sex scene in the movie. And I wasn't prepared.
Okay. Listener,
I wasn't
Dustin
prepared.
Fucking says as this movie is starting, hey guys, there's a sex scene in this. Are you ready to go along for the ride?
That's what I'm gonna say. Whenever
you make this as like a carny running roller coaster.
Give me your ticket to see some dickets.
Hands up for the cum.
This fucking movie was. This is a fucking off-brand shitty carnival that I want off the fucking ride in.
I want a t-shirt that says hands up for the cum. That's the title of the podcast. And if you do not put that on there, I'll be pissed.
Oh no, Dustin's gonna be mad at me.
Episode 14, hands up for the cum.
I didn't title the episode hands up for the cum.
You can't say that on TV.
Yeah. So, if you couldn't tell, audience, half of this table kind of liked Midsommar. The other half of the table feels much strongly in the opposite direction.
Okay, Carl, what did you think of the movie?
He walked out. We know what he thinks.
His opinion doesn't matter. Out, okay.
Well, no, it does.
Carl, what do you think of the movie?
It's artsy. It's cool. I don't know. It's all shock value. I couldn't handle the old people. Especially that old dude who just like broke his legs and just like.
I did like him.
He literally sees how the lady died and it's just like, you know what? I'm gonna stand up.
He's just gonna do the pencil.
I'm gonna do it a different way.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot! Like when he did that, I'm like, wow, you've had 72 years of watching other people do it, and you jump feet first? Are you fucking insane?
That lady hit a rock. That was
weird. She got immediately dead.
Yeah, she landed on the fucking rock.
They didn't brain her, though, right?
No, because she was dead.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I don't think there's anything...
But they also didn't boo her.
I don't think there's anything of value in that movie other than the shock value of just seeing it. Like, I feel like no one's going to walk out of there going, oh, there's a good message there. Take that home with me. But they're going to be like, yo, the dudes died pretty weird.
Yeah, you know what, though? Like...
They had the one dude.
I didn't think that gore was that bad.
It wasn't.
But that is me, a person who fucking loves gore.
I thought that gore was really funny.
I thought that gore was.
They hit the old dude in the head 3 times.
And they bonked.
He was done the first one. The first one was lights out. The second two was too much.
They just wanted to have some fun.
The one girl.
You don't bring
the
hammer out.
Fucking leftover chin. Just went,
yeah, you don't bring the mallet out for one bonk.
You pass it around. The funny thing is, they're not booing him, too. I feel like they're yelling in pain with him.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But the idea of changing that to them booing him, like holding up a six, like it's at the Olympics.
Hey, we turn to the Swedish judge. Ooh, a 3 out of 10. That's really going to hurt the score.
No, you know what? That's a good movie. we make movies movie. Better. We're all seeing that. You guys should have seen Nick's face though. He was so vehemently like that was the worst his fucking movie. Was, oh my god!
I hate that fucking movie. That is the worst movie of the year for me.
I will say Nick has calmed down compared to his vitriol. Oh, right. Immediately after that movie, he looked like he was going to punch us.
I think you said, I'm never going to another movie.
I'm never going to another Dustin movie again.
Yep. He's like, I would have walked out 5 minutes in if my cousin wasn't here.
Right. I felt awkward being like, we're fucking leaving.
What if he said, I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, what if he was actually interested in it? And then afterwards, I found out he's like, no. He's like, what the hell was going on in that movie? I'm like, could have fucking left.
He's going to watch that movie again when he's 50, and he's going to remember the time that old Uncle Nicky took me to the...
Fuck off.
What? He called you that, not me.
No. Uncle Nicky.
In the future.
I hate that so fucking much. I hate that.
Is it because of the Adam Sandler movie?
I hate being called Nicky. That is the one thing that in this world that pisses me off.
If somebody calls me Dusty, I'm the same way. I'm like, my name's fucking Dustin.
Midsommar. Boring as fuck. It was not gory at all, other than the fucking one scene. And no, sorry, two scenes, because you walk into a dude strung up with fucking his
blood eagles done to him. Pretty fucking cool.
There's a fucking scene where the one guy shows up wearing the other guy's skin, and it's fucking stupid. Then they have the mentally handicapped
incest
dude.
Is in this movie.
Yeah, deliberate incest.
Deliberate incest.
Nick, I've got before we step away from Midsommar.
We're gonna jump away from Midsommar.
I've got one question for you.
Okay, sure.
One last question to cut off our Midsommar discussion. Will you ever in your life take hallucinogenic mushrooms and then rewatch this movie a year later?
No.
Fuck.
One, I'm not gonna ever do hallucinogenic mushrooms. I don't see the fucking.
What about hallucinogenic?
But this movie just proved anything that else? Like you fuck that shit. No, never doing that.
There's a place in Colorado we could do it.
Yeah, you wanna go?
Guess what? You know what, Indiana?
Road trip.
Guess what?
Gen Con taking place in a desert this time, boys.
Okay, so
I don't need any new people.
Lie down.
Can you lay down, please?
Everybody lie down.
Everyone lie down.
Please. Lie down.
Transition. What?
Never mind.
Go ahead.
I lost my thought.
Damn it. Well, if it comes back, you just jump in.
I was
just
all excited.
Shout it. Sesame Street.
Nick, Mike.
Hello.
Dustin.
Hello?
That's me.
Dustin.
I have written on here One Piece, first arc. Because guess who we talked into watching One Piece?
Yayo, yayo. Dreaming. Don't give it up, Nick.
Damn it.
That's such a bad intro.
Hey, Nick is watching One Piece. Oh.
That's right. He knows all about the Pirate King.
Dude,
I'm enjoying it.
He learned about Luffy.
Eat the gum gum fruit. Who's your favorite character that you've met so far?
Zoro.
Oh, he's like a samurai.
I don't. Zoro's probably.
But you haven't met the best character. Kector, by the way.
Hector.
Lagoon.
Yeah. the
Burgles
Nick,
the clown.
Nick calls Buggy the clown Buggles, and I also call him Buggles. He's a cool character. He has the chop chop fruit, and he can look.
And
One Piece
into a baby, and he hangs out with the fucking.
And at one point, he force chokes somebody. But we're gonna ignore that.
One Piece is about pirates. It's an anime. It's the biggest anime manga series in the world.
With the exception of Naruto.
No, it's not even up there.
No, Naruto.
I'm pretty sure The Simpsons is the biggest anime.
What is?
The Simpsons.
Okay.
Homer's fat,
actually,
but he's not that fat. Yo.
It's a good series. It's about pirates and people who pirates aren't really like the bad guys in this.
Except for all the ones that are
pirates.
All the bad guys.
Except for Luffy and his crew. They're not. They're pirates.
They're good ones.
They're good people.
They got hearts of gold.
But we would like to. I would like to sit down and do a podcast. We always mention this at the end of the podcast. We're like, yeah, let's do something like, you know, that is centered around one subject. And I would love to sit down and do One Piece discussions. And now that Nick is watching it, all we need is to get Carl to watch it, which is an impossibility. What's your chances, Carl?
Nothing of it makes sense to me, and I feel like it's all bullshit.
It only doesn't make sense because you watch half of it and then go upstairs and eat chili.
Granted, every fantasy story is all bullshit, but I feel like they're just, I don't know. Episode 1 and 2 are probably so different from each other.
Lost
made sense.
Lost
had a story from beginning to end that
Lost is
and
a
they
plane
knew about
fantasy.
It. Every episode in one
it's
piece sounds like
fantasy.
A random adventure.
It's a plane fantasy. You think about crashing every time you get on a plane.
Oh, I thought
and
it was
And then
a plane.
This is what happens.
I can't watch it. I don't got Crunchyroll.
Oh, dude. I'll hook you up. I got the Verve. Which Nick did mention I should just get rid of fucking Verve and should have got a Funimation account. Because Verve... No, because Verve has horror movies on it, so I can't...
Charter. Zune.
A Zune?
Yeah, get a Zune.
Like... Do they even make Zunes anymore?
No.
They don't make iPods anymore either.
Aww.
Actually, I think they might make the iPod Touch. Because that's just an iPhone without the antennas.
Look, One Piece is really
phone.
Good.
Yeah.
Mike and I are in the near the end of the Alabasta arc, and Nick is just the beginning.
Nick is at
the
near the
world.
End of
the end of the blue East Blue.
Yeah, you're about to get into the Grand Line shit.
He's in the cool filler.
It's good. It's great. I can't wait to talk about it one day. Maybe we'll pause if Nick really powers through it and wait till he catches up with us. That's not going to happen because I'm going to finish this fucking arc. But just talking about One Piece, it's great because we're going to move into the last thing we're going to talk about tonight, today, this evening, for your morning. Anyway,
whenever
Gen Con, baby. What? Gen Con 2019.
Gen Con is coming up soon for us.
What does Gen Con stand for?
Geneva Convention.
You weren't supposed to tell Dustin.
I nailed that shit.
Gen Con
2019. Coming to you live from the Seattle Convention Center.
Seattle?
We're not going to Seattle. Oh, I can't drive to Seattle.
It's
going to
rain.
Yeah, we're going to Indianapolis catching a flame.
That's a
flame?
Yeah. So taking the car.
So expect us to talk a lot about stuff we did.
Next recording, we'll be talking about Gen Con. All of us will be going. Myself, Carl, Nick, Mike, and Andrew in the back.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
He gave me a finger.
Can you guess which one?
Damn it, I was going to ask. He gave me a thumbs up, please.
That boy, he's technological.
Man, I've seen the thumbs up a lot. Driving.
Yep. But yeah, so that's a big gaming convention. We mentioned it before.
Board games, tabletop games, RPGs.
We're
doing a mega game, motherfuckers. All of us are.
And we're gonna
Dustin,
have
don't say no.
Live on
we're on the fucking podcast. You're agreeing to it. I saw Midsommar. You can fucking play the mega game.
Midsommar didn't cost you $50.
It could.
Motherfucker, it won't cost you $50.
It won't cost
you
a single dime.
All it's going to cost you is your time.
Correct. 4.5 hours
sleep.
Where we're going to conquer the fucking world. We'll be the Swedes, motherfucker. We'll have our own little fucking ritual. We'll fight aliens. I don't give a fuck. We're playing this mega game.
No,
together.
I'm
going
to find the African group, and I'm going to go there, my 3%.
Dustin, we're a country together, motherfucker, so we will make that decision when the mega game
Mexico.
Happens.
An infinity with Mexico.
To infinity and Mexico.
Been there
twice.
I got a Mexican girl.
Yuck.
I've been there twice. Yuck. Mexico, we love you. Is there any? Except for N13 or whatever it is.
Except for Israel and Palestine.
Yeah.
We love all the countries.
No, Palestine's fine. Israel, suck my missile. You know what I mean? Anyway.
This thing's an ICBM.
No, we're going to go to Gen Con. It's going to be great. It's my first time going to Gen Con.
Probably his last.
Yeah, it might be my last because being with you guys for 5 days might push me to the limits.
Oh, you going to kiss?
Here's the thing.
Four
right?
and
Mike,
a half.
Mike, you guys are all so funny, but there's going to be a point where I'm not doing it anymore.
I'll tell you when that point's going to be, my friend.
I will be like, guys, I'm not enjoying this. You guys are cracking jokes. I'm like, I got to go back to the room.
You'll be getting ready to drive into downtown for the first time, and you'll be like, shut up in the car. Only serious conversations.
Yes.
So it's going to be 2.5 hours into the road trip there, and you're going to hit that point.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. Because
I'm terrified
because
I'm
you're going to push through that wall. You come through on the other side, and you'll be like, you know what?
I have to shit.
This still sucks.
We're going to be like, Dustin, stay on the road when he pushes through the wall.
Look, I'm very excited. I can't wait.
But
Andrew was nice enough to buy my ticket for me. And so.
And then someone's gonna have to buy your fucking pass into the mega game to make you fucking play that.
Well, don't guilt me into it. That's not gonna work. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Nothing's working right now, Dustin.
That's I'm gonna go vampire. Instead, you're gonna give me $50. We're going bugs. I'm gonna do vampires. Oh yeah, we'll talk about what we're gonna be doing. Okay. Me personally.
This boy.
I'm gonna try out two games. Scion Second Edition. Kill the Nazis. It takes place during World War II.
Wow, that Scion sounds interesting. I wish you would have signed us up for it.
Well, I tried, Scion, but there was... I tried to, but instead I decided to sign you up for Kill All the Aliens. So we're all going to go kill aliens.
Some game that we signed up for explicitly because the guy running it is the guy that made it, and nobody else was in it, and we were kind of we felt kind of bad for the guy.
Yep, so I signed him up. I think I paid for everybody, right?
I don't know. Somebody
I bought
did.
Him. I think I bought him.
Oh, he's going to hate it when I just clown
him. No, you bought... You bought yourself a ticket. I'm pretty sure I bought those two tickets.
No, yeah, I think... Didn't we do two tickets? Like, I got two tickets, you got two tickets.
I think you got his, maybe?
Yeah. But that's what I'm doing. I'm really excited about Scion. It's a game about where you play the children of gods.
Hercules.
And so it's pretty good. I know that Andrew played Second Edition last year at Gen Con, and it was not good.
Wait, no.
I think for Scion, right?
We're getting a head shake from Andrew.
I thought you did, Andrew.
Saying that JP, our friend Jonathan Peters, spoke with a guy who works at Onyx Path or whatever off the record, who said the game was bad, which is why it wasn't out yet.
Yuck. Well, I'm reading it now, and it's better than I thought.
It's pronounced Jonathan Pecker.
But that's what I'm going to be doing. Carl, did you sign yourself up for
all complaints to Nick at
I'm
going to
look at miniatures that are painted, and then I'm going to look at Magic and maybe do a blind booster. And then...
Yeah, that's the new thing you're into. We could talk about that. You're doing that whole Magic game.
I love Magic. I confess it.
What's your favorite lands?
I love Black Lands.
Swamp.
And I love Fire Lands.
I'm just laughing.
Mountains.
But no, I'm excited for Gen Con. I can't wait to sleep in a hotel room with five men.
That's right.
Four?
Buddy, you don't have to wait for that.
I'm one?
Yeah, you're sleeping in a room with four other people.
But I'm in there too, sleeping with myself in that room.
Oh, gross. Don't do that in a hotel room.
I'm just worried about trying to be able to take a shit.
Goes.
You're not going to. Do it in the lobby.
I'm bringing some drink stuff for poop.
No. Not you don't just. Drop
I'm gonna. Sh- I thought you would have shit in the bathtub and waffle stuff.
And you're gonna use your coat hanger to get your ass. We already know. Nick,
don't
your,
tell about my tricks.
Nick, what's your itinerary at the con?
We got the bug game. We got the mega game. We got
a
bunch of
game?
Stupid shit going on that I probably Nick. Signed up because it was free tickets.
What's the mega game?
The mega game is a big ass room with I think 80 people.
80 sounds right.
Holy fuck.
80 tickets, $50 a piece. You get in there, everybody gets a fucking country or something.
I don't know what's going on. You echoed $50 a piece.
The mega game. The mega game.
Live on air.
I don't know what. What's the plot to it?
It's the end.
Don't tell me. I'm going to show up and be the worst.
It's the end of the world or something, I think. We're making an alliance. It's Alliance. The thing is called Alliance's Last Days. It's the sequel to this dude's last game, Alliance. It's being run by a guy who's some teacher in South Korea who uses this to like explain stuff to kids, I guess. I don't know.
Do we got to run around and look behind pictures of stuff?
Only if you're playing the Survivor LARP.
I don't want a LARP.
Yeah, but we'll do an escape room.
Yes. Dustin,
I've done
an escape room.
I've done a bunch of escape rooms.
Shut up. You've done an escape room already.
We did have... Look, here's the thing, right? I did an escape room with a bunch of smart people. I'm not smart.
Dustin,
I feel useless
in
this
in that damn room.
I couldn't fold
a fucking
mega blanket.
Game and you're doing a fucking escape room.
I had struggled to fold a blanket.
We're going to Burger Study. We're getting coffee. We're trying the Gen
What's
Con
Burger
beer.
Study?
Mike, what is on your itinerary?
Me and Burger Study. Burger's got two Eggos and some peanut butter and I think peanut... No, it's jam
that's,
in it.
That's
strawberry
Gen
jam.
Gen Con, Stranger Things,
huh?
Burger.
My itinerary, fellas, well, I'm going to hunt bugs with you.
Hobson.
We're going to see
Hobbs and Shaw.
We're all seeing Hobbs and Shaw.
We already talked about this.
We're doing the mega game.
This is itinerary, baby.
We're doing the mega game. Going to spend too much money on things I should not purchase because they would be board games.
It's good.
And I might play Close Face. I don't know.
We're doing the RPG room too.
We're taking Dustin to the RPGs on demand because he's not going to like it, but I think he's going to like it.
If there's an e-sport tournament,
great.
That's a digital video game that Dustin knows information about.
What
we're
is
all going to play it.
If we're all going to get into Carl's game? Booster game.
What game?
Yes. We're going to
blind booster magics around the table.
Game were you talking about?
They had like e-sports
Slay
stuff.
Fire.
Oh, yeah, for Magic, right?
For like anything.
I got a question.
Dude.
Yeah, Overwatch. You go to Overwatch? You like Overwatch?
Dude, I hate Overwatch.
Great. You sign them up.
Do you like Splice Fire?
When you do a blind booster, do they put like a blindfold around your face and then tell you like that's a good card?
No,
I won't let them touch me.
You close your eyes.
No, you pull your shoulder up and you get a shot. A blind booster.
So you have to tie it around your head.
And then someone comes out from underneath me and lifts me up a little bit.
Right, but you have someone have to be your eyes.
No, Nick, they give you all the cards in your hand, and then Krillin runs in and goes solo player.
Krillin, no! Please help me!
They put the cards in your hand. What if I don't like those cards? Do I have to smack them out of my hand?
I mean, you don't have to do anything.
You'll find out in 14 days.
14 days, baby. We'll be on the road.
Also, don't put timestamps in here because you don't know when people are fucking.
You'll find out.
Shit.
You will find out in 14 days. They will find out never. And if you're an alien listening to this, hey, good job learning English.
Oh, my God.
That
by the way.
Hold on.
If you're an alien, you're an alien. We're coming for your ass. Area 51, you get shut down.
This
shit. Got my boys with my hatchback coming for your ass.
September 30th.
Carl's holding the microphone so violently. We'll come for your ass. We'll tell you
aliens.
This fucking Area 51 thing. Literally had a guy at the bar at work. He was halfway through his beer. And he just goes.
That's nice, right?
Feels so good.
He's looking at his phone.
Sit him in the space.
He looks up at me. He looks up at me and he goes. They gonna storm Area 51. Clapping alien cheeks. What the hell is this about? And I had to run. I had to run away.
They gonna clap at alien cheeks.
I couldn't be there anymore. And I sprinted back in the kitchen as quickly as I could.
Well, that's the title of the podcast. Area 51, clapping the alien cheeks or whatever.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like us on Twitter, we don't post there.
We don't post, but I am on Facebook, and I police the Facebook page. We're getting a lot of likes, meaning we're getting a couple likes.
Did you say you police the Facebook page?
I police it because you want to know why?
No negative comments.
Yeah, if no one leaves a couple people. Laura, thank you very much for leaving some comments. Appreciate it.
If you want your name called out, leave a comment.
Yeah. It's open to the public. Check us out. Share this with your friends because we – I mean, I love doing this.
Email us at emails@basementbeers.com.
That's right.
If we get something good, I'll read it live on the mail. If you've got complaints, send them to Nick@basementbeers.com.
Read it live on the mail. We love you guys. Take care. Everybody say bye.
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 Carl, did not get bye. Carl, you get an echo?
No,
Carl, give me a good echo. Ready?